The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. And by Cassidy Turley, where excellence starts with market knowledge and ends with client success. Discover excellence in commercial real estate. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross. While the president was touring New Jersey's scrambled beaches, Mitt Romney was back in Florida trying to figure out a way to get the media to stop playing that clip from last year's debate where he got that question about FEMA.
Maybe we're learning a lesson here that the states should take on more of this role. How do you deal with something like that?
And he said he would indeed like to see more of those responsibilities transferred to the states.
And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better.
He was trying to argue for less debt. What he's up against, though, is that people who've just lost everything don't really care about the federal debt. More after this from Charlie. There's been a change in the Romney campaign.
We're excited tonight because we know that we're getting closer to a big change.
There was no mention of the president, which is usually a staple of his stump speech.
We also have full hearts because we know our fellow Americans in some parts of our country are struggling through some real tough times.
And after ignoring reporters' questions on the matter for several days, his campaign has now released a written response to the charge that back when he was courting the Tea Party, he seemed to take a less than generous position toward disaster relief. Here it is. Quote, "I believe that FEMA plays a key role in working with states and localities to prepare for and respond to natural disasters. As president, I will ensure FEMA has the funding it needs to fulfill its mission while directing maximum resources to the first responders because states and localities are in the best position to get aid to communities affected by natural disasters," unquote. But no question, trying to compete with those pictures of the president in New Jersey is tough. If it was any consolation, Fox reported that just before the president flew over Point Pleasant Beach, someone etched in the sand in big letters, R-O-M-N-E-Y. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.